In his Mother's Day televised message to the nation on Sunday, President Salva Kiir reminded South Sudanese to prepare for elections next year. The president said, quote, "We must work to exit from a perpetual transitional government status, and elections are the only way out of this. This is why I am urging all the political forces in the country to focus on using the current period provided by the roadmap to give our citizens the power to choose their leaders democratically next year," end of quote. Abraham Kwoli Nyon, a professor of political science at the University of Juba, has a different opinion on President Kiir's call for elections. Nyon says all indicators show that the country is not prepared to conduct elections. He says President Kiir's SPLM party is holding political rallies in preparations for the elections, while other parties are not allowed to campaign.
We need to see into that for us to be able to say whether there is a good political ground for all the political parties to exercise, to sell out their parties in good spirit is still not the issue. Unless we see into it that all the political parties are given freedom of assembly, they are given freedom to mobilize voters, they are also given freedom to be able also to sell the agenda of their parties.
Nyon says the focus should be on opening the civic space and allowing political parties to prepare for the elections.
The revitalized peace agreement has given a very good roadmap that could lead to the election. And that roadmap, if the leaders join themselves and agree on those milestones and work together as a team, despite all the obstacles that are available ahead of them, then the chances of us having election are extremely very high.
Boboya James, a policy analyst at the Juba-based Institute of Social Policy and Research, agrees with Nyon. He says the environment in South Sudan is not favorable for conducting elections. James urges the parties to implement key legal provisions in the country's roadmap to enable the conduct of the elections.
There's a lot that needs to be done, and those issues that are not being resolved create a lot of anxieties and worries in many, many South Sudanese, because they don't believe that there will be elections that happen. Because if these people cannot be able to implement the peace agreement, how can they be able to run elections?
Last week, the SPLM-IO, a signatory of the 2018 peace agreement, called on the transitional government of national unity to implement the security arrangements, conduct a census, draft a permanent constitution, and improve transitional justice mechanisms to encourage the participation of the country's political leaders in the upcoming elections. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.